Father Brian told me he's been doing a couple of kind of a mini series on what a true disciple does. And so I thought I would keep up on that. And so I've given my sermon today a title, which I rarely do. It says, "A True Disciple Brings People to Jesus for Healing." Just think about that. A true disciple brings people to Jesus for healing. And in today's gospel, we have this wonderful example in Mark 7, verse 32 says, "A deaf man with a speech impediment was brought to Jesus." And I figured this was probably by family or friends of the family. And now they said, "Please, somebody, take him to Jesus and get him healed." Because it was on their hearts. Their hearts are desired, desperately, that he be healed. And he was healed. And the examples in Scripture are just, overwhelming. One of my favorites is the one about the, in Mark chapter 2, it says they couldn't bring him, this was the paralytic carried by four men to Jesus because of the crowd. So they climbed up, they dug a hole through the roof above his head, they lowered the man on his mat right down to Jesus, and Jesus healed him because of the faith of the four men. Isn't that interesting? So it's very important that you who believe that Jesus can heal and does heal, take people to Jesus for healing. I was thinking, of all the opportunities we miss in our lives. Frequently when Carol and I go out to a restaurant, we join hands and we pray. And it seems like at least half the time, the waitress has walked up just during the prayer, and they're standing there waiting for you to finish praying so they can get to the real work, right? And one of the things I've learned from Father Brian is this: never miss an opportunity to ask them, if you could pray for something, some need in their life. And amazingly so, people will frequently do this. They'll say, "Oh, no, thank you, but thanks for offering." And they'll take two steps away and they'll stop and they'll turn around and they'll come back. And they'll have something very much on their heart that they want prayed for. And most of the time, it's something that needs healing. Whether it's a relationship or whether it's a physical thing, whether it's a breakdown of, emotionally, whatever it is, almost everybody has something in their life or their extended life, that requires prayer. And it's an amazing the opportunity we have then, to actually remember them in prayer. Father Brian does this. He asks them their name so that he can have them put on our prayer list here so that we can pray for them for that month, And so, I'm his student now. I'm learning because this is an opportunity I've been missing, to reach out, to give, the healing grace of Jesus Christ to those that we encounter in our lives. Sometimes those encounters, we might not even think of as opportunities to share blessing, but they are, if we just open up ourselves to looking at them that way. When I went to seminary, there was an opportunity there to be in a healing group. And the healing group would meet separate from everything else, and we would gather together. And one of our functions was to go with one of the staff members, and that at all of the worship services, just like we do here, they would have one of the staff members and one of the students, to go back in the back and lay hands on the people, that were sick. And on this particular day, I was the student, and my advisor was the professor that was with me. And what happened was rather an interesting story. Turns out that we had a student from Africa who had a severe life-threatening heart problem, and he needed to have heart surgery or he was going to die. And the doctor said it could happen any day. This was very dangerous, and they needed to move ahead. Now, the problem is he didn't have insurance, you know, and he was coming from a very poor place in Africa, and it turned out the bishop was out in the bush, and he wasn't even contactable to ask the bishop if he could even authorize this, and there was no assurance that they were going to get paid. Anybody know how much heart surgery costs?
A lot.
You want to guess? Yeah, it's a lot, right? You know, and our little group at seminary had, if you added it all together, you would probably get to a minus number, you know, and so raising the funds among our group to get him this surgery was just about not going to happen. We had a young student that was there. He was a Bible translator student and with the Wycliffe group, you know, and he was there just studying as and he was sitting next to this guy from Africa, and he grabbed him by the arm and he said, "Let's go back and have healing prayer." And it turned out the guy from Africa didn't want to go because, you know, for him that was just a little bit hocus pocus, you know, because, you know, they had witch doctors, they had all kinds of strange things from when he was raised up. And he just wasn't quite open to this idea of having hands laid on him, anointing with oil, and saying prayer of faith and expecting something to happen. But this young person wasn't about to take no for an answer, you know. So he grabbed the guy's arm and he drug him back there, and we laid hands on him and we said the prayer. Now I want you to know it wasn't one of those where God gives you a word, you know, and your hands turn, you know, warm or anything like this. And we laid hands on him, and we said the prayer. And the neat thing about this was, is I'm the one that said the prayer. Professor was there just laying on hands, right, like this. And God gave him a new heart.
Wow.
God gave him a new heart. He went to the doctor because he was feeling better. He had his energy back. And he went back, and the doctor couldn't figure out what had happened. And he said, "Did somebody else give you surgery?" And he said, "Well, in a way." You know, God had given him heart surgery, you know, dramatic, miraculous, something I had never seen anything quite like this before, you know, and it was just, it was mind-blowing, and, you know, and it buzzed, you know, you can imagine, everybody's telling, you know, what God did, and it was so exciting, and, you know, the amazing thing about it is, that same God is here. That same God is moving and answering prayer and healing people today. I had an opportunity to preach at a Crucio gathering yesterday. I was telling them the story of just kind of one of those really interesting things in life. I was in upstate New York, and I had an office that was 150 miles away, and I had to spend the night, and I was bored, and so I went to a church, right? This is before I was ordained, you know. And they had a gathering there, and you think I was early or late?
Early.
Those are, yeah, I was early. I was sitting out there alone listening to the radio, and a guy pulls in next to me, and he's sitting in his car. Now, I want to ask you this question. If it was two women, what would they do? They'd get out and chat, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do the guys do?
Sit.
Wait, and stay there and listen to your radio, right? Well, this guy did something abnormal, right? He got out of his car and he tapped on my window, you know? And I looked at him and I go like this, you know? And he says, "Hi, can I join you? You mind if I have a seat?" And I said, "Oh, okay." And I'm thinking, all right, turn off the radio. I didn't know what was going to happen. And the guy said, "I just want to tell you my story. It's the most amazing thing." He said, "You know, I had all these horrible things going on in my life. I had a heart problem." You're right, this is a heart day, you know. And this heart problem that was very severe, and I had an arthritis that was so severe that I had these big nodules on my hands and my feet. and it was very painful. And my wife, every night before I went to bed, would take this balm, and she would rub it in my hands to give me some relief, and on my feet, you know. And now you got to understand, the wife's a believer, the guy is not. Now, what do you think she did? Anytime there was healing prayer anywhere, right, within 100 miles, she was probably there. And she kept sitting for him and praying for him, and nothing happened, you know. And she kept trying to drag him to a place for healing. He was getting sick and tired of this, right? And finally, he just said, you know, I've had about enough of this. And she said, I'll make you a deal. I love these deals, you know. These happen only in marriages, right? And she says, I will shut up. If you'll go with me, you know, to Syracuse, New York, they have a person there that has a special gift of miracles. And he said, you know, he said, I'd go anywhere just to shut her up, right? And so they went off to Syracuse, you know, and this was a person that had words of wisdom, you know. And there are at least 500 people all over the place, you know, and everybody was hoping that people there to get, you know, to get healed. And that person described exactly his situation. And boom, you know, he got nailed with this. I don't even know how you describe it. He just got hit with the power of God, but he didn't know what it was. And he thought, wow, this is amazing, you know. But he looked at his hands and the same. His feet were the same. He still felt miserable. And so anyway, they left there, and he was really upset with his wife and at God, if there was a God, right? You know, he got nailed with this thing. He got expected, and nothing happened. That night, when he's getting ready for bed, and his wife got the balm out, and she took it out, and she rubbed his hands, and all that stuff came off, and he had brand new skin on his hands. And she went down to his feet, and it all came, all those nodules came off, and he had brand new, beautiful feet. And wow, this is awesome. So he did get some healing, right? But so anyway, she went to get his heart medicine, and she gave the heart medicine to him, and it made him sick. And that's because he had been healed, you know. He was over-medicated. So anyway, they took him to the doctor the next day, and you know what happened, right? He had a brand new heart. And God had completely miraculously healed this guy. You couldn't shut this guy up. You know, anybody that would listen, I just happen to be the victim, you know, and I've been blessed by it ever since, because it was so dramatic. But see, what happened was, someone that loved him took him to Jesus for healing, and Jesus healed him. Now, it's just interesting, I just started thinking about this, that these are some of the ways that you can bring people to Jesus for healing. This is the easy way. You can take the person to Jesus in prayer persistently, faithfully, and expectantly. Just keep doing it. Keep praying for them. If they won't let you do anything more, that's how you take them to Jesus for healing. Then you can invite them to go with you to a healing service like we have on Wednesday morning for prayer, anointing, and laying on of hands. If they'll come, you'll bring them. Bring them because you take them. That's what the scriptures seem to indicate. You know, not invite them to come, not tell them when it is, but somehow you find a way to get them here. The third one would be if they will not go in person, ask them if you can go and have prayer in their behalf. So they know what's taking place. And then, you know, you know, we all know the story of the centurion being healed over distance. God does amazing things over distance. That person doesn't even have to be there and know they're being prayed for. But it's much more personal and intimate when they are. The other one is this: if you have ever experienced a time when Jesus healed you, ask them, this is the most important, ask them if you can tell them about what happened to you. And don't assume that they'll say yes. And if they say yes, say, are you absolutely certain you want me to tell you? because they're really opening their heart up to hear what God did to you. And then they'll believe that God does heal because they have a witness of somebody, because it's your witness that is anointed by God. And then it's this, is that if you have done those things, if you've come to the healing service and it doesn't look like it's working, right? You know, and you know, they might come every Sunday to church and have prayer every Sunday and still doesn't seem to work. There are other options available, by the way. They have a 3-day intensive prayer at the Healing Center in Vista. And you can go there. There's a team of people that come for 3 days and intensively pray for those people that are seeking healing from Jesus. And, by the way, there are also healing opportunities, like the woman that took her husband to a place where they hear, you know, you hear something's happening, and, you know, there's spiritual gifts, and one of those spiritual gifts is miracles. Do you think God still gives that spiritual gift?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. It might not be here. It might be here, but not as an ongoing gift. It might just come, you know, occasionally. We've had people healed here on a Sunday that have come and had hands laid on them. We've had people healed that have come to our Wednesday healing service. We've had people healed just because you prayed for them. Our God desires that you take people to Jesus so they get to know that this is a God of power, a God of healing, a God who can relieve people of the curses of this life and give them the precious gift of eternal life. He will always heal them spiritually. He will not always heal them physically. Why? I have not a clue. But it's under this category of thy will be done. You have to truly believe that God knows better than you do. That's easy for me. It might not be as easy for you, but it's easy for me to understand that God knows a lot better than I do, because in my life, there have been so many circumstances that I've asked God for things, and if He had said yes, it would have been horrible. So we have to go in expectantly. We have to go in persistently. We have to go in there knowing who our God is, and then also being able to say, oh God, you know better than I do. You heal according to your plan that is the perfect plan for the person I love. A true disciple is one who takes those that they love to Jesus for healing. Let's pray. Lord our God, we just thank you and praise you that you're a healing God and that you have given the gift of healing to your church. We just ask you, Lord God, to quicken in us a sensitivity to the opportunities of our life to invite people to receive the precious healing of you, O Lord, our Savior and King. In Jesus' name, amen.